Indeed, we would like to advise you to relax, to receive, because in fact, that is the name of the game. That is the name, the tune that you are to be provided for. You see, nothing is by chance, nothing is by circumstance. We ask you to pay particular attention to this premise because as you continue to evolve, as you move into your highest structure, as you reside with your highest tonality, in fact, you will find out that indeed you are in good favor. You are in good favor of many that are ready for your advancement, your promotion. Now you are entitled for liftoff and you are entitled to seek that which has been laid out for you, that which has been prepared. And so as you do, as you journey to your highest vantage point, it is for you to enjoy. Now we say this in earnest and we say this in truth, to enjoy. There are many that are still in fear. There are many that are still concerned. What will the morrow bring? What is to happen to my good fortune, to my wares, to my relationships, to my jobs? Because you see, as things shift, you must understand some things will exit for more to appear. It is quite important, therefore, that you get the right tune, that you get the right marching instructions, that you get things in order. Because as you attune to your lower vibration, to your linear conquest, you will be left quite miserable, shall we say, because things are not as they first appear. That which seems broken, in fact, may come together quite beautifully, and that which seems to be perfectly all right, you see, its hinges may be loose, the fastener may have already been drawn out, and it is only a matter of days or hours or minutes before it all goes kaput. Now we say this with caution and we say this with earnest and we say this with glee because this is the sign of the times that you have chosen to bring forth your highest attunement, to bring forth the Christ consciousness. And as you do so, it is your right to step on that which is receding, to overcome that which has caused you scorn, that which has caused you displeasure, and that which has caused you to lose a good night's sleep. Now, there are many that are still questioning. There are many that still are wondering. I am indeed puzzled. You see, I like my job. I like my house. I like the social structures, the political systems, the present regime as it is. What do you mean that we are headed for change? And we say, do you really like all of this? Because this has been the premise of fear that you have been attending to all along. Because you see, you are bringing in the energies of the atonement, you are bringing in the prism of light, and these prisms, these colors that you have been attending to, that you have been adoring, bring the catalyst for renewal, the catalyst for growth, the catalyst for exchange with your highest fancy. Now you have read about this, yes? Some of you are attuning to the latest verbiage, to the latest channeling. How interesting, yes, this has occurred and that overnight it seems. And yet you think not much has changed because the street is the street and the sign is the sign. And yes, your bookstore is still located in the same corner. But in fact, all has changed because you have come into agreement that that which is attuned to the energies of the fear-based nature of reality is a misstep, it is a misdemeanor, it is a traveling post that you are ready to bypass, and that is the truth. You are all here as seers, you are all here as the welcome wagon, you are all here by divine right. You are here to bring forth a conquest of your own love, of your own harmony, of your own resonance, of your own tonality, and that is the bottom line, that is the missing integer in your equation problem, to understand that it is the light, it is the love that you are seeking. Now, as you seek to move to higher ground, as you seek to promote this song, this advancement, this attunement, you will be in quite delight, in glee, in joy, in what arrives. You see, you cannot forecast that which is coming to you through this higher consciousness, through this higher vibration. It is a puzzle, yes, it is a mystery, but oh, a wonderful discovery. Because as you seek to figure out the problems of the day through lower consciousness, you will be stumped, you will be hanging, and you will be frightened. Now, in truth, the world is frightened. The world is helter-skelter, shall we say, because it has not solved the problems of the day through the vibration or tonality of love. And as it seeks to secure its divine right, its passage through this lower vehicle, it will be a mess, it will be puzzled, and quite frankly, it will be scared out of its wits. Now, we bring this to your holy awareness, to your attention, because we are in process of transmuting this energy. In other words, there is no one that has entered, there is no one that has come up the flight of stairs, or is attuning to this recording over their lovely dinner, that does not have the energy of fear residing with them. You see, that is the challenge of the day, to realize that fear is the obstacle, and fear is the energy that is coming to dismissal, that is coming to an end, that is being signaled, aha, we found you. You see, it is not so much trying to push fear out the door. It is not so much trying to push fear out the window. It is not trying to secure the ruling class to go. Go, mateys, go. You see, it is more so for you to arrive by divine right, by divine consciousness. That is what we are seeking. That is what we are sending you to. To the awareness that it is your right to be one with your Christ nature, with your Christ attunement. Now, some of you fancy this, and some of you continue to remain challenged. This is for masters of a higher degree. You see, I have miles and miles to go before it is my turn, and we say this is heresy, this is untruth. As you claim to know your true selves, that will be the story told. It is for you, therefore, to accept this challenge, to accept this questioning and query. In other words, who do you seek to be? Who are you willing to arrive as? As you seek to understand your true nature, it will be revealed. Now, troubles will come, questions, puzzles, former energies that you have been responding to. We ask you, therefore, to release and relax. In other words, let these follies appear, let the trouble state of the union arrive. In other words, whether it is the union of your country or simply objects or interferences or relationships or challenges that you have been in union with, allow them to come front and center, because you are here to pass with flying colors. You are here to secure your new degree. It is a matter of attainment that you shall. It is a matter of attunement. It is a matter of focus. In other words, as you continue to see the challenge as a challenge, it will indeed be one. As you recognize it as an aspect of consciousness that you are ready to transmute, you will be delighted in your new display. It is therefore your right to overcome. It is therefore your right to arrive. It is therefore your right to oversee the process. As you are most willing to trust, we have the strong ability, the capability to bring you even higher, to bring you into the overseeing of the divine council. Now, this is your right. You see, there is a divine council of light that is standing by, that is stepping in, that is orchestrating this transmission. And that is what we are asking you to attune to release the concept of suffering, to release the concept of doubt, to release the notion that you indeed travel in a bodysuit at all. Indeed, you are aligning to consciousness, you are stepping up to your truth, and you are allowing your oversoul to take the reins. Now, as you agree, as you say yes, again, we bring forth more awareness, we bring forth more truth, we bring forth more light. Now, this is what we are asking you to do, to understand that it is your light that will bring forth the system busting operation that is to be unfolded. Indeed, that is the reason for the hour, that is the reason for the marching orders, and that is the reason for the upgrade. We are not here to necessarily, shall we say, improve your linear lives, though you will have a ball, you will have a gas, and you will come back for more. In other words, as you see things from your true nature, there is no problem at all, yes? But in truth, you are here to provide love, to be the vehicle of love. Now, some of you are still looking for love in the wrong places, in your friendly relationships, in the coveting of a brother and sister. You will stay with me by my side also and promise to love me, you see? These are the energies that must be examined. These are the energies that must be disposed of, because as you seek for love's vibration without, you miss the holy point of the game. You are the answer. It is you that you are seeking in truth, and we are here to provide. We are here to provide the energy and attunement of the unfolding of truth. Now, in truth, you will have the relationships. They will be the holy ones. They will be the ones where you can dance and you can frolic and you can share quite liberally. But you must share, you see, from your full heart, and that is the challenge. As long as you continue to align with the energies of suffering, with the energies of sacrifice, with the energies of scarcity, you will continue to feel impoverished and you will continue to create the drama. You see, the drama that you are witnessing in the suffering in the brothers and sisters, it is attuning to each, yes, that these are the sign of the times that you have been waiting for, that the old regime is out, that the new regime is in. Have you not been secretly praying for this? Isn't there a better way of bringing goods to people that are in need? Isn't there a better way of running governments and offices that will serve the constituents? Isn't there a better way? And that is what you are bringing to your heart. That is the question that you are pondering. And you are delivering the goods yourself. You are coming up with the answers. In other words, you are simply looking at your own selves. And that is the question. We ask you, therefore, to open your hearts to your own true nature, to your own true self. You see, you have the right to deliver the goods. It can be found quite easily. It is not hard. It does not require an act of Congress. You are your own Congress, you see? The energies are here. You understand. The energies have been provided. The attunements, they are unfolding. It is for you, therefore, to be your guest, to be your own guest of higher consciousness. As you dismiss the old claims, as you dismiss the old paradigms, you will find your able footings. Now, there are many that are moving into higher awarenesses, and you understand this, yes? The proof is in the pudding. Are you meeting new friends? Are you developing new abilities, psychic and such? So the energies are there. The question is how to live from this place of freedom. And that is what you are choosing, and that is what we are providing. We are providing an attunement of freedom for you to be free of the lower awarenesses, of the lower energies, to be free at last. And so we ask you to claim this freedom. We ask you to attune to this freedom, that you have the right to be free. It is not freedom from a governing body that you seek. It is not freedom from a stale relationship that you are attending to. It is freedom from your old beliefs. It is freedom from the old paradigm. It is freedom from the old structure that says, do not listen to your own truth, abide by ours. That is what you are taking back. You are taking back your own truth. You are abiding through your own heart. As we continue to attune to the energies present, we seek to make present that which is of the old regime, that which is of the old matter. Now we bring this to you because as you come into agreement and say yes, these energies will come very quickly, not to scare you, not to alert you or to alarm you, but to be relieved of that which you need to attend to be relieved the way you would throw out some old cheese in the back of your refrigerator. Ah, this is stale, this has to go. You see, it does not take a delivery of angels to make these shifts, to make these new requests. It simply requires your observation and your willingness. Yes, I am willing to attend to my higher self. Yes, I am willing to be a light and serve from the energies of love. You see, you are all martyrs not, but wayshowers. You are the lighthouses, as you claim. But you must claim for yourself first, because if your basket is in need, if you are in low attendance of vibration of healing, well then how can you deliver healing to many? There are some that boast of healing abilities. They feel it. They tap into prior lifetimes and such. And yet, where is their healing career? Is it any wonder it has not begun? Because it is time to heal thyself first. Understand? It is time to pull out the plug of fear and attend to your own vibration. Where are you missing the beat? Where are you responding to the lower energies rather than receiving the healing energies galore for your own needs, for your own lovely self? You see, there are many waiting for twin flames, yes? That is a favorite question amongst many. We say, attend to your own heart first. Open up to love's vibration at a moment's notice. And as you do, you will easily vibrate to this other one as such that is ready to meet with you for partnership. But it can come only when you are in full partnership with your own light, with your own heart, with love's vibration. That is the riddle of the day, to look at where you are having an opportunity to secure the rite of passage and secure your advanced feats of the energy and vibration and tonality of love. In truth, that is what will heal. That is what you have agreed to do, each of you. You see, it's a sign of the times that the old, it is coming to an end, yes? And we say good riddance. But for many, you may feel like you are in a bit of a holding pattern as you are waiting for the new. Where are my angels? Where are my guides? Why have they not brought forth the goodie bag, the fruit basket, you see? And we say, look within. We are not the ones holding back, you see? We are here to provide instruction. We are here to provide comfort. And yes, we have some hints and leads, but it is for you to avail yourself of the rites of passage to the rites to the kingdom. Indeed, you are the masters that will create your new earth. In truth, you are already doing so to a great degree. You are responding to the clarion call. Yes, this is why you are here. So we say, tremendous changes afoot. Many delightful opportunities to rest in the awareness of the choir of truth. You see, you are the masters, you are the angels, and it is your own true voice that you are seeking. Attend well, attune liberally, do not doubt. You see, there is much passage that need occur. There are many opportunities of relief of karmic pattern that each have agreed to. Do not be scared at first if it seems daunting, if it seems overwhelming. You would not have agreed to overturn such energies if you were not fully prepared. Even our channeler has come asking, has come begging, and even a tear or two has been cried. What is it that I am to learn? What am I missing? And we say to her in quiet and in earnest, and we say to you, that in truth, you are missing the awareness that you are the Messiah, that you are the ones that are creating the new awarenesses. Now in truth, you each slip in and out of this fifth dimensional consciousness you seek. You cannot help but do so because you are already at this higher vibration. Hear our words well. You are already at this higher vibration. But as you continue to attune to lower consciousness, well, it would not serve anyone good for us to override your free will, even if we could, for it is for you to ground in the new earth, you see? It is for you to attune again and again and again to this highest vantage point. This divine council of light we go with you. We oversee these transmissions that are being emitted. Allow yourselves the gift of receivership. Allow yourselves the gift of liberal distribution. In the next day or two, you will meet those that are in need of these vibrations. We ask you to give them the holy hug. We ask you to shake their hands. We ask you to look into their eyes and to remember that they too are the energies of the Christ. Be it no accident who you may bump into, who may phone you unexpectedly. You see, it is the sign of the times for you to recognize who you truly are, to recognize your involvement in the holy plan of atonement, of bringing true life to the people of earth, to the awarenesses of the new growth. You see, you are lighting the world up through your own transmissions. You are in truth seeking your own higher self. So we conclude, but we will be amongst the people. You see, we travel light. We can blend in even with the room full of chairs. You will hardly notice we are here, but in truth, we are behind you and mightily. We walk with you to steady your pace. You each have quite a protective bubble around your life. Be it no accident that the money flows in at just the last moment and just the right time. You see, you are allowed a bit of the lead, a bit of the string. We want you to advance, but also we do not want you to bleed out, so to speak. You are needed. So you are not here to take on the woes and suffering of humanity per se. You are here to remember your light. You are here to share your light. You are here to be one with the truth. And the truth is that you are all one. You are all vibrating in the ascended energies of love. That is the truth. Everything else is a mere illusion. That which you're seeking is seeking you. Trust this. Be involved in a moment's notice. Understand the energies you attune to creates your reality. It is quite true, some of you are asking, are there really many so-called realities? And we say yes, far beyond your mental capacity to understand. So there is an advantage to this knowledge. It also means that things can shift quite rapidly indeed. And so it is. Ah, little council out there. Hi guys, hi, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me see if there's the...